Biggest show of all time right now. Friday show. Comixology podcast. Welcome back. Tony Ice, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Danish all day, hashtag. So this is the Comixology podcast. We talk about the books that came out this week digitally. We'll read your tweets. And the question of the day was, Grant Morrison has wrapped up his historic run on Batman. So what are your favorite moments? Hashtag Bat Cow of Doom.
Bat Cow of Doom. And we have a extra special guest in the house.
Shut It Down, classic Andrew, formerly the phone screener. He's had a few nicknames, none of which he was happy with. Hashtag the Saint.
Hashtag the Saint. Are we sticking with that, Andrew?
I don't think you need to say hashtag before you say the Saint.
Hashtag.
I think it could just be the Saint.
He just shut it down just right there.
He shut it down.
Classic. Tony, Andrew, there are a lot of things I love about you. Adding a hashtag to every word that comes out of your mouth is
one of them?
Amongst the least of these.
Wow.
Andrew's last show. Thanks for coming by. I mean, he's instantly bringing vitriol to you.
Lost in space robot. Right. it's happening. Danger Will Robinson.
Why do you think that I'm the lost in space robot? Explain to the listeners.
We don't have enough time.
We're running out of time right now.
Yeah.
Tony Ice, hashtag please go on. Davis All Day on the Twitter.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Can I just say that since your previous appearance on the show, I've never seen so much feedback on this podcast since you've been on it. It's amazing.
You being serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you not seen his retweets? He retweets those feedbacks like they're going out of style.
I did see one.
Quote, you give good podcast.
I was about to say, I saw that one.
That was a good one.
What did you read this week, Tony?
Well, we just had a conversation about this off air. So I wanted to actually, here's a few things. I read Batman Incorporated, which we can discuss.
We can discuss as a group too.
Right.
I'm all about group stuff.
Collider number one from Vertigo. I really like that book. And I also read Five Ghost, the number five issue, 5 of 5.
Oh man.
But I did want to speak about
tag it.
Yes. Let's tag team this. Talk about this really great book that was in Submit.
Love Submit.
Sunrise. Fantastic.
Loop it. Just loop it for the rest of the show.
This is a book from a Heather Shepherd in the UK. I might actually order it.
Wow.
I want the book. The physical copy of the book is a flip book, and it has a like a paper cutout in the back.
Oh.
Fantastic.
You could digitally cut it out, too. You
could print that out.
That same page is replicated.
You know, but I want to purchase it. Yeah. I want to support her because I love the book.
Do you know if it's completed? Because this is just chapter one.
It's just chapter one.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know if she's already completed it in print?
I went to her website, and I think she's working on chapter two.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
What's this book about?
It's about a little caped monster who I would say kind of resembles a bear. Would you agree with that?
I would, yeah.
Yeah. And he wakes up from hibernation and sees the sun. And then the sun kind of sets, and he's on a hunt to find the sun again and to find the warmth that the sun provided him. And it's just a cute little story. No words. You just kind of follow along what's happening. Yeah. Who needs
that,
right?
You and I both. Crazy. We talked about that at length.
But I instantly fell in love with it. And you know what's interesting? And I wanted to say this, and this is not a criticism at all. I didn't think the cover really portrayed the greatness that was inside of the book.
Hmm.
And... but luckily I clicked on it and I loved it.
Sunrise.
Yep.
The cover should have been the painting that she based it off of.
Yes.
If the first page, once you open the book, shows the basis for her turning it into a comic.
Right.
And I think that would have been an awesome cover.
I agree. It could be missed, but I hope that people will go and check it out.
We'll have a link to it in the show notes.
It's also interesting. All of the panels are in a uniform long ways
because
of the flip book.
Right, exactly.
Right.
That's why
I didn't realize that
yeah.
until I got to the end and read the notes on the book. That was actually the only negative thing that I felt coming from it. I would have liked to see a little more variety in the panel design, but now knowing that it was intended to be a flip book, it made sense.
Definitely check it out.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I'm going to read it on my train ride home.
The color palette especially I felt like was awesome.
I agree.
What's the price of this book?
99 cents.
Oh God,
$1.99.
It's already,
right?
Already purchased.
I mean,
purchasing right now.
I'm doing it right now.
Exactly. Do it. Click. Clickety. Click. Click. Click.
There we go. to my account. Batman Incorporated. Should we get into
Let's talk about it, guys.
Let's talk about it.
Now, Andrew is like our resident Grant Morrison historian.
False.
He worships at the high altar of Grant Morrison.
Not
GMO.
True.
He calls him GMO.
Wow.
It's really eerie.
That is a little...
I will say this. Batman is really the main, if only, thing of Grant Morrison that I particularly like.
Wow. How about New X-Men? You ever read that?
I didn't, know.
Get out. Immediately.
Open the door.
I read
close
the first
it
issue.
Behind
Open
you.
The door and count? Jump out.
I read
out.
The first issue.
Close it behind you.
Amazing run.
I'm sorry.
Can you cut his mic?
Gonna cut his
if it makes you feel any better, I wasn't reading comics when it came out.
Okay, that does make me feel better. But you should download those collections in the app.
I actually have purchased all of it when it was on sale.
What
like
is wrong
six
with you?
You
don't
want
to read those?
I just have a backlist mile long of things I want to read. It's on it.
What are some of the things you are looking forward to reading that's in your backlist?
Let me actually
GMO's
look at my.
Oh, I thought that was just a top of the off the top of the head type of
I would
thing.
I would think there'd be a few. Did you ever read The Killing Joke?
Can we just continue without him?
Yeah, let's just continue talking. Batman Inc. came to a close, and it's over. The Grant Morrison run has ended. I'm the last person you should talk to about this book, because Grant Morrison really, he blows my mind.
Here's the thing. It ends, but it actually doesn't end.
Yeah, but so like,
it
is he going to come back?
Batman
I mean, those last few pages, you know, again, I
spoilers.
Hate spoilers. Yeah, I hate doing that, but... it's a lot happening those last few pages, so there's a conclusion. But
let's talk about spoilers.
Okay, go ahead.
Make it known
it.
That if you're listening to this and haven't read the final issue of Batman Incorporated,
pause now.
Pause or skip.
Right.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys all read this entire run?
No. I read Batman and Robin. And I loved it.
Well, you should
that's
have.
Good stuff.
Some of the best comics ever.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Have you read all of Batman Incorporated Volume 2? So, like, the past 13 issues?
Page through most of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd agree with that. I read most of the run.
Okay. So, now that that's established.
Yeah, it's established.
No, please,
we're
please
in a,
continue.
We're in a even playing field now.
No, please.
I really, for the most part, enjoyed and thought this was a great issue. It's hard to judge it on its own merits when you're looking at not only a completion of the past year of this specific series, but also the past 7 years of Grant Morrison's overall Batman epic. It doesn't really feel like a conclusion. I think you inferred that, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
It does sort of end. There's an epilogue that leaves things open-ended. But I think if you really look into the nitty-gritty of it, Grant Morrison does, more subtly than maybe most people would want, tie up a lot of the plot threads that he's developed over the years.
I agree with that.
I thought the stuff with Leviathan having his helmet tore off was pretty great and revealed what he looked like.
Talking about the heretic, the clone of Damian?
Yes. I thought it was called Leviathan.
No, Leviathan is the organization that Talia's head of.
Yikes.
Right over my
head. Did you read this
just
at
like
all?
The entire run, right over my head.
Well, you just admitted
I thought he was
that
just,
you only flipped through.
I mean, I'd read some.
I just got to jump in a few things. One, Andrew's beard is growing right now.
It's our fourth host. We're going to ask the beard's thoughts on Batman Inc. right now.
Two,
is my beard any longer than Matt's?
I can see it growing. It's like... It's adult wolf right now. Two, your analytical prowess about comics is astounding and frightening at the same time.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will say that I did not like at all. Again, spoilers. If you're listening to this, you've read this issue. How Talia gets killed by Kathy Kane.
I agree with that. So
Kathy Kane means nothing to me.
Right.
Not only in this issue, but in this series and in the past 7 years. I just felt like, wow, Batman, you've overcome death. You've traveled through time to get back. You could basically take on the world, and your huge, you know, 13-issue build-up to fighting Talia is ended by Kathy Kane walking in and shooting you.
Right. Walking in and walking right out.
It was
nothing. It happened in a split second.
Very strange.
And the dialogue is kind of like, oh, Batman doesn't kill, but I do. And that's it.
Yeah.
Listen, that's my whole beef with GMO's run. He just does stuff that, like, are nudges to like 60 years of Batman. Like, right. Hey, Kathy Kane, here you go. She's back.
I could appreciate it. I think it's smart. I think it's really cool how if you're a huge Batman fan and care about long-standing continuity, or I guess it's not standing anymore, but old continuity, it's fun to see. But to end the story with Talia getting killed by Kathy Kane, I just think that 99% of readers aren't going to care about that.
Hmm. Well, I thought, why was this book called Batman Inc. still? It wasn't really Batman Inc. anymore since like the beginning of this volume.
It was. I mean, the ancillary characters of the different Batmen of different countries are all in these issues.
How about Jason Todd?
They do jump to them. Yeah. The other
maybe I just blocked those out. I quick zip through those
I don't
pages.
Think you've read any of those.
So I say you okay. Let's admit you read the Robin's Death issue.
Because, oh yeah,
and mm-hmm. you skimmed through a couple other issues.
Well, let's not get into semantics on what I did or did not read.
I really don't like how warm it is in this room.
I'm baking a chicken right now under my desk.
Kenny Rogers Roasters. This is happening.
Kenny. Now let's move on into another book. Collider.
Yes.
You want to talk about Collider?
Talk about that.
Another roundtable
really
discussion.
Like
we all read it.
I really like that.
From Vertigo. Creator-owned Robbie Rodriguez.
Yes.
Amazing artist.
Double R.
He did a few issues of Uncanny X-Force, if I'm not mistaken. Collider, let's set the stage. Physics. It's gotten a little nutty in the future. People are screwing around, and now there's a National Bureau of Physics.
Yes.
Gravity is out of hand.
Out of control.
Some areas, there's like no gravity.
Up is down, down is up.
Sideways is sideways, just a different direction.
Different sideways.
What are,
and a good
not
movie
eat while
as
we're
well.
Recording this podcast?
He's got to get his weight up.
We've been in this office for 9 hours. He chooses the exact moment we're recording a podcast to stuff his face.
Collider.
The FBP.
Yes.
Are investigating these breaks in gravity, and there's a team there, and there's a backstory about what happened to have physics go all nutty. And one of the guys, he's like, he used to be one of the agents, but now he's on the ground floor. So when they have to go correct gravity, they open this kind of... it looks like one of those things Ghostbusters used to throw on the ground and
yes.
it opens up. So he goes in there to repair gravity, and he almost gets lost in it. And so it's getting a little funkier now. So the gravity and physics are going more out of hand. And now you see, like, you know, you're going to find out what caused this. And, I mean, the art is fantastic.
The art
colors
is fantastic.
Too.
The color palette is really good. I like that, and I really apologize for not knowing the main character's name.
Agent.
But I like how they describe themselves. You know, like, he's kind of blue collar, and then you have mm-hmm. the other guy who's kind of like, you know, Ivy League grad.
Yeah.
But then at the end, you kind of see they make a little connection, and I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then his best friend is actually not...
Spoilers. He's not on the level anymore.
Yeah, not... Such
it
a
looks
good
like
friend
he's doing.
Anymore.
Yeah, he's like doing it for alcohol.
Yeah,
like he leaves that van and he's just slugging it.
Well,
down.
He probably just had that in his pocket.
I thought that was his payment. Like
yeah,
he paid.
Ouch.
Maybe outlaw. Maybe that's banned. Maybe alcohol is banned.
I think there was money involved, but
I mean, that's just
he
my gut.
Definitely is addicted to the sauce.
Maybe.
Yeah. What did you think?
I didn't quite get the transitions in between, like the time frames of when things are happening. Was a little murky to me towards the end. Like that conversation that took place in the limo,
mm-hmm.
I didn't quite understand.
Well, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it just...
But I think it just serves the purpose of saying that this guy who he seems to trust because they worked together for so many mm-hmm. years, exactly up to no good,
yeah.
basically.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
It's a great setup. I mean, I think if you read this, you're going to want to definitely stay on for the long haul.
It's like X-Files and physics.
I love any comic where like I really look forward to the next issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that the
Captain
idea
America.
That and that feeling.
Captain America.
Between this and The Wake, I feel like it's been a while since Vertigo's put out some like pretty awesome titles.
I'm liking The Wake.
Punch. Yeah.
I'm liking The Wake.
Big time resurgence. They have a new Sandman book coming out.
Yeah.
Did you read anything else?
Yeah, I read FF. FF number 10, and it was stellar. Have you guys been reading FF
no.
by any chance?
Not really. Off and on.
Hawkeye is touted by many
yes.
as one of the greatest comics on
the
market
right
now.
It's a really good series.
People love Hawkeye, and I just want to appeal to you that if you read Hawkeye and like it, you will read FF and love it. I think FF is some of the strongest work that I've seen Matt Fraction write, and you're getting Mike Allred art, which is gorgeous.
I think he's getting paid under the table.
A few dollars. FF is one of the best books that Marvel's putting out right now.
It's Matt Fraction under that beard.
It's whimsical. It's fun. It's childish. There's a lot of in humor. I'm not going to really spend any time explaining what's going on in this issue because it wouldn't make any sense unless you're reading it. But
okay.
I just want to say, total plug. If you're not reading FF, check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Speaking of plugs, I read Five Ghosts by...
speaking of getting paid by a coworker.
a guy who works in this very office.
Friend
of the show. Loved the book before I even met Frank, was reading it. Good stuff. Sad to see it go, but they are doing a one-shot the next few months.
Breaking news for you, Tony Ice.
It's an ongoing series.
No, I know. But they did one of five. Then they're going to do... It's going to pause for a little bit, a few months. It's going to be a break. They do a one-shot, then it's going to come back.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So right now, it's kind of technically...
But the one-shot will be issue six, I believe. And I think it's going to... The numbering, I think, is going to stay, right?
We had a heated argument about the numbering system for his book, but he will be continuing 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I told him to do the Dark Horse numbering, where it's like one of five.
That was his original plan.
One. He said retailers prefer the other format, which is interesting.
1 through 10 sequential, they prefer that?
They prefer ongoing forever. Because I was like, well, I would think they would prefer getting number ones all the time. But he says it makes the new reader confused.
Yes.
Something I didn't think about.
Well, then what do? You do like volume two, number one? And
no, you just call it the arc.
Like Fear Agent, one of the... some book that I like a lot. They did.
Apparently.
they started to do that numbering. It was an Image, and then it moved to Dark Horse, and then the first run at Dark Horse was a number one, but inside it said, you know, issue 11. Mm. So it kept doing like number two, issue 12, which was cool, but maybe a little too in base.
I'm confused right now.
You look very confused.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You're the cross-eyed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you realize it.
Well, trying to look at the two of you and have a conversation is very difficult.
We're running out of time. A lot of time. I just want to say that I read...
A lot of edits here.
A lot of edits happened in this episode. Hopefully you won't be able to catch them. I read Hunger from Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Fialkov. You ever heard of this guy? Echoes. Last of the Greats. Did you ever read Last of the Greats, Andrew?
I haven't, no.
There's a scene in there that will blow your mind. Try that right now.
I'll add it to the list.
Hunger is the... You know, Galactus at the end of Age of Ultron has shifted to the Ultimate Universe. So this is the story where Rick Jones, apparently in the Ultimate Universe, is like the protector of the universe. Mm-hmm. And
I read that.
I knew nothing about that aspect of the Ultimate Universe. And the Rick Jones character is hilarious in this book.
When he goes for the burger?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I was cracking up while I was reading it. I was like, man, this is Josh Fialkov's first like other Ultimates book. And he's like nailing this character I've never even read before. And but it shows Galactus coming to this universe and like merging with Galactus from the Ultimate U. I thought it was a great first issue.
Yeah. I like the way he kind of comes out of nowhere and he kind of opens it up. It's like a in cartoon panel kind of,
yeah,
kind of opening up and walking in. I kind of like that.
So I highly recommend checking it out. But we're running out of time.
Tweets of Doom.
We asked our plan B question was Peter Dinklage, you know, cast as Bolivar Trask and has become a meme in The Office.
Fantastic.
Who else would be a great character for Peter Dinklage to play? And Andrew essentially threw a hissy fit over email and vetoed the question.
Yeah, you shut it down.
Tony sent 12 suggestions questions,
and they all involved
Dinklage.
They were all amazing.
Well, let's go to number three for a second. Yeah. Let's loop this.
That's in this room towards Tony.
The
is
number
off
three the... suggestion was Taylor Five Ties. So I'm just going to throw out some words. Data points, plethora, hard stop, steady as she goes. I'd like to see that play out. he's got a million of them. And that
hard stop, we
could have gone all day just on
I mean,
that.
Office life, hard stop could be one of my favorite phrases in history.
It is awesome.
It's good.
But we have a hard stop in about 5 minutes, so we got to get through this. Tweets of Doom, favorite Grant Morrison moments.
Take it away, Andrew.
Want me to read the tweets?
Can you go through these without weeping?
I can.
Okay. Because you might know more of these scenes than most of us.
I probably do. Give me 1 second. I'll pull them up.
Please do.
Let's talk about it. Grant Morrison's run on Batman officially ended this week. Best Morrison Batman moment, hashtag Batcow of Doom. Batman R.I.P. by at T. Loveslin.
Love Slim?
Love
Slim. I like them already.
With an N.
I love them back.
Call me. So I guess just that whole arc of Batman R.I.P.?
Have you ever read Batman R.I.P.? You read the whole thing.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
What an insult.
Wow. Seriously.
It's like me. Have you ever read Old Man Logan? Like, what kind of question is that?
Do I sound like that?
A little bit.
I mean, that's awful.
Well.
Where do you rank R.I.P.? In the history books of GMO?
I'd put it, top three. I think
solid number
Batman
three.
And Robin is probably number one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I have a soft spot in my heart for Batman and Son, just the introduction of Damian, even though he kind of starts out as a brat that you don't like.
Is that
he grows on you a lot.
It's your life story.
At Tim Fumble, Batman thinks of everything from Batman R.I.P. So I guess just that concept or that quote.
Mm-hmm.
At Geodude96, was Morrison the one who created Batcow? So I guess his favorite moment is a question.
Well, yeah, because I created the hashtag Batcow of Doom, and I think he was second-guessing that Morrison created Batcow, which I actually have no idea. I just thought it would make a great tag.
Geodude, let us know what your real moment is. At Anti-Fanboy, the entire first arc of Batman and Robin.
Mm.
So that was the arc that Quietly was on.
Quietly.
I love that guy. I love his work.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
I will read anything of his.
At Ad Custom. Let's let it sink in there. Damien and Dick's last conversation from number 8 of Batman Incorporated volume.
Delete that.
Choked me up so hardcore. Delete what, Tony?
This entire segment.
You know what? I don't even. It's like I could say the right thing. You guys,
let's have Tony read some. Tony's got those.
Go ahead, Tony. You'll do a better job than me.
Just got a hard stop right there.
We got a hard stop.
Shut it down.
Just got trasked.
No, go ahead. Please continue, because I'm sorry.
At PJ Montgomery, from his JLA run, this. And then he screen caps a...
Can you read it out loud for us? I'm not seeing it.
I'll be straight honest with you. The resolution's so low, I can't even read the text. At Jake VK, Batman full of man-bat serum and surrounded by bats descending on Talia and her asking, why won't he quit? Just reading that gives me chills. At Davit001, for me, there is no moment that tops Batmite's understatement of the century, hashtag uh-oh. And it's when Batman first reveals himself as the Batman of Zur-En-Arr, and you see Batmite over him saying uh-oh.
Tell you what, I did not know what was going on in that run when he was wearing that rainbow costume.
It was a little confusing. I won't deny that.
That wouldn't be your top three?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
That aspect of the run wouldn't be much.
Got it.
I'm going to just read one tweet,
please.
If I may.
Go for it.
From Ad Custom. Yes. 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 So great.
What was that in reference to?
Who knows?
No, that was actually in reference to Jake VK.
Yeah, yes,
the
it was.
Batman full of man-bat serum. Why won't he quit? At Neo Lego, Dick and Damian as Batman and Robin. Easily the best Batman that Morrison wrote. We can agree with that. At Clockwork Galaxy, the moment when we realized Batman knew more than we did in R.I.P. At Tag Similar, Zur-En-Arr, in parentheses, Zorro and Arkham.
Just a dynamite show. Another one for the books. Let me just say, just a delight. Having Tony on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
At Davis All Day.
Davis All Day. Thank you.
The
Saint.
The Saint. Hashtag The Saint. Who was pursing his lips so hard. He's regretting ever stepping into this office to record the
into
podcast.
Into this dungeon. Into this oven.
Your Ad Custom on the Twitter, I believe, is your Twitter name.
It is, yes.
Thanks for stopping in. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks for being here.
Thanks again.